Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thermont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
And welcome once again, high school sports fans, to the High School Sports Scoreboard Week 4 edition. We've got some exciting information to bring to you, games, recaps, scores, standings, and much, much more. So just sit back, relax. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be with you every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right here on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. One of the things that we've noticed about the early part of this season, next week is the fifth game of the season, which is the exact halfway point. So we're almost to the halfway point of the season. And one of the questions we have to ask is anybody playing good defense anymore? Or maybe is it just really good offense? You know, the defense, you typically, when you see a high school football season, the scores are usually low in the beginning of the season because defense is always way ahead of offense in terms of off-season development and getting ready for the season. The defense usually starts much further ahead of the offense because, frankly, offense is more complex. And you see scores like 7-0 or 14-3 or 10-7, and offense is usually a bit anemic. But this week, ready for this? Okay, absorb this detail. 337 points were scored on the football field in Frederick County yesterday. 337. We had scores like, get this, Brunswick 61, Rock Ridge 34. That's 95 points scored in one high school football game. Or how about Frederick 67, Tuscarora 6, 73 points. Or here's a couple of goodies. Urbana beats Clarksburg 49-0. Walkersville beats TJ 48-0. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? 337 points scored in the fourth week of the season. All right, let me recap those scores from last night again for you in order alphabetically. Brunswick 61, Rock Ridge 34. Middletown defeats Boonesboro in a really good game, 28-15. That's a big win for Middletown. It moves Middletown to 500 at 2-2. Oakdale 28 over Linganore 14. It was tied 14-14 at the half. Oakdale comes back and scores two touchdowns in the second half to take that one. Frederick rolls over Tuscarora 67-6. Urbana defeats Clarksburg. They shut them out 49-0. Urbana is 4-0. Urbana's the real deal, guys. Walkersville 48, TJ nothing. Poor TJ, but TJ is the doormat for the entire county this year. And then the game we brought you last night, a really great, exciting game, Catoctin 23 and South Hagerstown 10. And that was a really, really good game. Let's get a recap from that game where we were live bringing it to you from Catoctin High School. So one of the big questions we would ask is who would start at quarterback, because there seems to be a bit of a quarterback controversy over at Catoctin High School. Last week at TJ, Connor Crum started the game and played throughout most of the game, although Hayden Matthews, the junior, did see some action. The original plan when Catoctin entered the season was to have Hayden Matthews at quarterback. As a matter of fact, they brought the phenomenal quarterback sensation from 2015, Donovan Pinnell, up from Urbana to coach at Catoctin. Mike Rich recruited Donovan Pinnell as an assistant coach, and he was supposed to coach up Hayden Matthews. But it just looks like Connor Crum was the quarterback last year, and Connor Crum is the one who can get the job done this year. And from everything we've seen, last night cemented that argument for keeping him at quarterback, because Connor Crum essentially was the Cougars' offense. Crum ran two touchdowns in. He threw a touchdown pass to Logan Malachowski. That's the second week in a row that Malachowski, this is his first year playing football. He's a big baseball player, great, fantastic baseball player, but he's trying his hand at wide receiver now. and in the defensive backfield, and he's playing. This kid can play. And so he caught a touchdown pass from Connor Crum. The Cougars win their second straight in a row, and they move to 500, 2-2. So that's incredible. Crum finished with 111 yards rushing and 95 yards passing. He also is their kicker, so he kicked 2 of 3 extra points and a field goal. So Connor Crum personally was responsible for 20 points out of the 23 on the board. Isn't that something? Amazing. All right. And I want to put a shout out in there for Luke Madunio. He was all over the field. The kid is a beast, number 51. He had 7 tackles on the night. He led the team in tackles. I mean, every time you saw something happening, a disruption in the backfield, he terrorized South Hagerstown last night. Jamison Dahl had 2 sacks. That was great. He came, number 14, came in a couple of times from the backside as they brought in an extra linebacker. And they really had their work cut out from them trying to contain Lance Ford, the quarterback for South Hagerstown, because he can really turn on. He can turn what looks like a sack into a 50-yard play, and he showed that. Ford last night, South Hagerstown ran for 63-yard touchdown from scrimmage on one play that looked like it was busted. Both J.D. McCallion and Nate Kowalczyk both had interceptions, so that was great. And they were good picks. They weren't, you know, they weren't gift picks where the ball was up for grabs. These guys really stepped in front and read the quarterback's eyes and made, you know, righteous interceptions. So congratulations to Catoctin, a win at their season home opener in front of the hometown crowd. They moved to 2-2 on the season, but guess who they faced this Friday? I can't believe that they actually scheduled a homecoming is this Friday for Catoctin, and they scheduled it against Frederick, the undefeated Frederick 4-0, who has steamrolled every team they've played against. So anyway, it was a great game. It's archived in our audio vault, WTHERadio.com. Go check it out. Watch it. Send it to your friends. Enjoy it. It's yours for free. And we really enjoyed doing that game last night. Congratulations to all the Catoctin Cougars fans, the players, the coaches and administration for a big win last night against South Hagerstown. By the way, that is the first time since 2009 that the Catoctin Cougars have defeated the South Hagerstown Rebels. That's right. The last time they beat them was their first year championship of 2009, something like 11 or 12 straight losses to South Hagerstown. They turned it around last night. That's a big deal. All right, let's move up north to our friends at Fairfield High School of Fairfield, Pennsylvania, the Knights. They traveled up to Hanover to face the Hanover Nighthawks, and it didn't turn out well for them at all. A lot of turnovers by the Fairfield Knights cost them the 56-19 loss against Hanover. So what do you say about that? I mean, they beat the Nighthawks last year at homecoming, so I think Hanover felt like it had a score to settle it in one regard. But if you play good, solid football and you don't turn the ball over, then that doesn't matter. But they went up there and really got it handed to them. So the only bright spot in all of that was they had a Wyatt Kuhn rush for a touchdown and threw a 14-yard scoring pass to Andrew Coons for the night. Stephen Higgs finished with 63 yards and a touchdown. Higgs had to leave the game with an injury. They came out of the game with a couple of injuries, and with only 20 players on the roster, that is a concern for them being healthy enough to face Littlestown at home next Friday. So, and we will be covering that game for you, bringing it to you live, video only. Tyler Wilhelm and Hollis Zimmerman will be up there to broadcast for you. The Littlestown team faces the Fairfield Knights. So, Fairfield goes down against Hanover again. That's 56-19 last night at Hanover. All right, let's talk about next Friday, this coming Friday, and what we're looking at coming up. We'll have a game on Thursday night. The South Carroll will travel to TJ. TJ, as I mentioned earlier, 0-4. South Carroll, a good football team, is going to come into TJ, and you can pretty much expect South Carroll to win that one handily and move TJ to 0-5. You got a feel for TJ, one of two teams in Frederick County without a win. The other one, Tuscarora. TJ, 0-4. Wow. On Friday, then, Clear Spring is going to travel to Brunswick. Brunswick, surprisingly, is sitting there in second place in the county. Yeah, I did say second place. And that is very surprising. Brunswick, 3-1, will host Clear Spring. And that should be a good game, but I expect the Brunswick win again. Brunswick should move to 4-0. Here's another interesting game. Fort Hill, you know, the perennial 1A powerhouse state champion forever, Fort Hill, that is coming to town. They're going to come to Oakdale, and they're going to face the 4-0 undefeated Oakdale Bears at Oakdale High School. That should be a heck of a ball game right there. I don't know what to expect because I don't know a lot about Fort Hill this year. I haven't looked at them at all, but Fort Hill always brings it. So that will be interesting. Here's that Catoctin game I spoke about earlier. Frederick 4-0 at Catoctin, 2-2, and that's Catoctin's homecoming. And, that is not going to be a pretty game. Frederick is, they are strong in all facets of the game. Offense, defense, line, back, skills, wide receiver, quarterback, they got it all. Frederick has what might arguably be the best team in the state in the 3A right now. They have eclipsed Linganore and taken over that role. And look out, because Frederick is for real this year. And they're going to Catoctin. And Catoctin coming off a 2-2 and a couple of big wins. This is going to be the biggest task, the highest mountain to climb of the year for Catoctin against Frederick. But that's good. That is going to really test them, really stretch them, and we're going to really find out just what Catoctin's made of. I think we know, but Frederick will bring the challenge. Gaithersburg is at Urbana. Urbana, the third undefeated team in Frederick County, tied for first place with Oakdale and Frederick. So that's Oakdale, Frederick, and Urbana all tied for first place in Frederick County with 4-0 records. Gaithersburg goes to Urbana, and that's going to be interesting because I don't think Gaithersburg has played in 2 weeks because they were suspended. There was an on-field brawl, a big fight at Gaithersburg a couple of weeks ago that the league suspended them for a couple of games. They couldn't play. They had to forfeit because of that on-field fight and the brawl that took place that involved players. It was quite a melee. So this is going to be Gaithersburg's first game back, and of all the places to go, they travel to Urbana, and Urbana is a very good football team. That takes us to Walkersville. Walkersville finally gets a W the hard way against TJ, so Walkersville finally 1-3. You know, if I'd have told you in the fourth week of the season that Catoctin would be tied with Linganore, sitting in third place, what would you have said? You'd probably told me I was crazy, and that Walkersville would be behind Linganore and Middletown, Catoctin. Middletown, Catoctin, and Linganore all tied for third place. Walkersville would be in fourth. You'd have told me I was crazy, but that's what we've got right now. We've got a three-way tie for first place with Oakdale, Frederick, and Urbana. We've got Brunswick sitting in second place at 3-1. We've got a three-way tie for third place with Catoctin, Linganore, and Middletown. Walkersville in fourth place, and then that leaves Tuscarora and TJ in last place, fifth place, sitting there at the bottom of the cellar. So, yeah, I know. All right, next week we're going to travel over to Middletown. We're going to bring you the 2-2 Linganore Lancers at Middletown, also 2-2. Should be an exciting game. Once again, we return to Middletown to bring you some great high school football in the middle of the season, week 5. Thanks for tuning in to High School Sports Scoreboard right here on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.